Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl, Miss P, and I just want to thank you for tuning in to the In Tune show. On tonight's show, it's really, 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 really going to be fun for those who find things that I find fun. And that's just to say that I'm going to have two beautiful women on the show tonight that are girls of the world, so to speak. And when I say girls of the world, I mean they get around. They get around town, and they're out there bringing it to you. So basically, what these ladies do, they go out to fashion shows. They're a part of like all these different type of eateries, wineries. They do it all, and then they bring it back to you. And the name of these ladies, their corporation is called Girl Around Town. So before I get too much into it and stuff, and, you know, I'd rather get on when the ladies call in or whatever so we can kind of pick their brains and really get some more information about them. But they're two extraordinary women, and they're out here doing their thing. And you guys that are listening to the show definitely know how I feel about a strong woman, I should say, out here empowering the world with love, empowering the world with information, empowering the world with knowledge. There's nothing bigger than that. So for all of those that haven't heard about these ladies, after tonight's interview, you will get a better inkling of what they do, how they do it, and where they're doing it at. So stay tuned for more information on Girls Around Town. In the meantime, I'm going to take the time to play some songs. And I'm going to play Adonis's That's My Baby. This is fresh, right off the press, and this is right on iTunes right now, and you could definitely go on there and Google Adonis, That's My Baby is the name of the album, and definitely, you know, support, download and support this. So without further ado, let's listen in to Adonis.
That's my baby. You have every right to be mad, 'cause you my baby, but I know you'll be alright. Sometimes I feel like you impatient, and that's when I gotta step in and save the night. I'm so in love, but what we gotta do just to put up a fight? Maybe make love, and I'm still on the scene like a dress to kill. Left the market, it's what they call it, and my heart can't take games at your own will. Spin it again and you'll see that you are not a loser, baby, you everything. That's my baby.
Cupid got a gun, and baby, we got time to run. Throw his bullets to gold, and my heart is full of it. And I see the leprechaun, but he can't read my palm. So I guess I'm on his journey. All along, but baby, send me a flare, baby. Maybe that'll get me out of here. Yeah. We in the UK like Donatello will. And I know you can't hear it, so when you smile, I smile back to secure it. Yeah, that'll make me laugh, cause baby, you the one, and they the past. That's my baby.
You are I have, and I wanna be with you forever.
Yeah.
You are I have, and I wanna be with you forever.
Yo, I'm hearing niggas talking real breezy about the black hearted one. I ain't hard to find.
Black Carson, nigga, learn the name. Had a spot served cane to the police game. Think too much gritty, intimidating busy. Really, niggas ain't ready, they can't even hold their guns steady. Can't feel my shoes with shack feet. Keep popping shit, meet my goons in back streets. I ain't talking about them boys, I'm referring to them toys. They make a lot of noise in somebody's life, getting destroyed. Yeah. You try to avoid, it's a grown man's game. Can't romance the pain of your mother's son slain. You made a bad decision, better change up how you living. I'll beat your bitch ass like Tyson did Robin Gibbons. You seek deliverance, you don't want it with these villains. The fans have had enough of this rap killing. Yo, to stop blood from spilling, stop lips from flapping. These are promises of rhyme, I am not rapping. Yeah.
Yo, the streets they talk, and I'm hearing shit. How I'm gon' get hit, come and get me. All the jealous ones wanna wrap me up, gon' step me up, come and get me. Yo, the streets they talk, and I'm hearing shit. How I'm gon' get hit, come and get me. All the jealous ones wanna wrap me up, gon' step me up, come and get me.
You already know why I'm pissed off. Niggas want crisscross. Jump in the situations till I dump. Dumb-dumbs in the dumb-dumbs when the bomb comes. Better duck, run. Sometimes I'm not the one. You don't really want to bring heat. Lay you out on Spring Street. Bury you in Bushwick. Get off my dick. Talking all that slick shit of how you gon' trick me. Steal you that certificate, you predicate. Pussy. Okay. Push me a forger. Redefine torture. Treat you like a clan cross. Gasoline torture. Yeah. Feed you to the vultures. I ain't talking about the bird. But niggas run in your pockets while you bleed on the curb. Be easy, puff your herb. Threaten me, that's absurd. Yeah. I don't want to take a life, but I will. That's my word. Yeah. All I want to do is get a little bit of cash. Keep talking how you talking, son, and that's your ass.
Yo, the streets they talk, and I'm hearing shit. How I'm gon' get hit, come and get me. All the jealous ones wanna wrap me up, gon' step me up, come and get me. Yo, the streets they talk, and I'm hearing shit. How I'm gon' get hit, come and get me. All the jealous ones wanna wrap me up, gon' step me up, come and get me.
Now why you wanna go and do that? Keep up around and get smacked with the gap. Either that or catch a Louisville bat to the back. Be like Louis, must take a room to the crack. To the crack, crack, crack. Where's the black? I'ma bring these niggas back. When I had the stack, that my soldiers carry out attacks. All you hear at night is crack from the barrel of the Mac. You hop up on the jacket, tell the D
he came back.
You live your life in paranoia, knowing that you pissed off black hearts to destroy. You getting left with Jackson like LaToya. Plus you losing your work, tell your employer. Playing kid games like Dora. I can't ignore you getting dope on your tour. But face the repercussions, and the reaper coming with the street percussion. Busting on your maggots, think you drug
it, make it move. I'll do it to you, dude. Come and get me, cousin.
Yeah. Yo, the streets they talk, and I'm hearing shit. Now I'm gon' get hit, come and get me. All the jealous ones wanna wrap me up, gon' step me up, come and get me. Yo, the streets they talk, and I'm hearing shit. Now I'm gon' get hit, come and get me. All the jealous ones wanna wrap me up, gon' step me up, come and get me.
Yeah, call me nigga, come see me. You know where I be? Haha, come get me. Know you come see me. Come see Barnes. Come see Buck. Die.
Yeah, I said I was coming get me. That was Blackheart Sen. We have a caller on the line. Caller, you on the line with Miss P?
Hi, Miss P. This is Lee Evans from Girl Around Town.
Hi, Lee. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm so, so excited that you guys are on the air right now. I'm totally having drama with the switchboard.
Oh, no.
So I'm just like, oh, my goodness, I hope this all pans out. I think we also have Mary. Mary, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi, girls.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm so sorry. I'm just like, I've been messing with this thing, I don't know for how long, trying to get it reestablished. But anyway, the show must go on, right?
Yeah.
So
always.
I'm super excited to have both you ladies on, and I don't even know what to say right now. Like, I didn't think this was all going to be possible the last 10 seconds. So definitely let us know, because a lot of people were giving me feedback since I post Girl Around Town, and they're all like, who is Girl Around Town? So we have, at this juncture, over 4,000 listeners. So when they hear something that they're not accustomed to, the first thing they say is like, Miss P, what's that? What do you mean? Who's that? Where are they coming from? What are they talking about? So I'm like, wait to the show. So I definitely want, you know, either one of you ladies, first off, let's introduce yourself one at a time. We can start with Mary and then Leah. And then from there, whoever wants to take the reins and just kind of tell us about Girls Round Town.
Well, thank you, Miss P. This is Mary Cunningham, and I am one of the co-founders of Girl Around Town. Lee actually started it years ago, but I'll let her tell you a little bit more about that. But I started writing it for New York about things happening about New York, about the bars that I love, the fun things going on, and that started as a blog, but Lee had already started it in Houston, and we used to live together in New York, so, you know, and we've known each other for many, many years, so it was this fun thing, and we just brought it together this year and relaunched it as a real site, and so it's girlaroundtown.net, and we're having so much fun, and it's something that we do daily, and we're always talking about things we love, if it's fashion or food or celebrations of any sort. Lee, I will let you give it a little bit more backstory.
Sure. My name is Lee Evans, and like Mary said, we used to live together in New York, and in 2009, I moved back home to Houston, where I was from, and as I moved back home, a lot of my friends were married and had kids, and I found myself kind of on my own venturing out to new places in town and either loving them or hating them or thinking there could be a little bit something better there, and I didn't have many people to tell all of those things to, and so I just decided to write it down. And so that was really, really fun. I just kind of realized that, you know, there were new places opening up all the time and old places that I hadn't been to, you know, in years that I wanted to talk about, and I wanted to tell people about, and I wanted to tell them my opinion on it, because I had been away, and I have, you know, I've lived in Los Angeles and New York, and I spent some time in the Middle East as well, and I just thought I brought, you know, a little bit different perspective to what was going on around town. So that's a little bit about how it started, and then, you know, once I realized, you know, how it kind of took off in Houston, I really wanted to bring on new cities, and that's obviously when I reached out to my old roommate Mary and said, hey, like, I think we can do this in New York, and let's expand it. Let's take it other places, and so that's kind of where we are right now. It's been really, really exciting.
Definitely. I'm really, really excited for you ladies because I'm just like, you know, to take something just like that, like some people look at it and say something so little. And I don't tend to like try to downplay anything, but it started out as something that's just like writing per se, which a lot of us take for granted. And then it just, you know, fluctuated to I'm all over the place and everybody wants to know what you ladies have to say. And to me, that's awesome. Being a woman myself, you know, to me is very empowering, excuse me, because I have such a cold. I'm so sick right now, ladies, and I'm trying myself. And, you know, empowering to see women that are out here doing their thing and not allowing anything to stop them. So, you know, I applaud that with both you ladies, and that's why I was so, so excited to have you guys on. And I'm like, there's no way in this on this earth that I'm going to, like, cancel this just because I'm dying. Let me die on a show with Mary and Leah. Okay, let me go down with them, okay? Because at least I'll be surrounded by good people.
Yes, we're here for you.
Okay, so definitely. Okay, let's see. When you guys started out, okay, we put it all out there, how you guys started out and everything like that. But is this something that you just, you know, thought you would keep carrying away or get, you know, that kind of feedback from people? Did you think it would get so far so fast?
No, this is Lee. I'll take that one. I literally, I had gone out to a restaurant one night, and it was supposed to be the restaurant in Houston, and I really just didn't like it very much. And I was on the phone with my ex-boyfriend, current boyfriend at the time, and I went on for probably about 20 minutes about how I really didn't like this restaurant. And he stopped me in the middle of the conversation. He said, I'm sorry, I stopped listening to you like 10 minutes ago. And so I kind of huffed and puffed and sat down at the computer and to write it all down. And that's exactly where it started. I mean, it literally, it didn't start with the intention to become, you know, a business or something big. It literally started with, like, I'm mad at you, and I think someone else will listen to me, hopefully. So I was definitely surprised when people really started paying attention to it. It was so wonderful, and it just – I think that's also what keeps Mary and I going and writing, is that we love to hear people's comments and we love to get feedback and, you know, for people to say, yes, I agree with you, or no, I don't really agree with that. I think this is better. You know, that's what we love to hear.
Definitely. Yes, and I think
really
that is awesome that, right. I think that is awesome that you took that experience with the, you know, current ex-boyfriend now and took it to that level, like, really? You don't want to listen? Okay, well, how about I don't need you to listen, because there's going to be
exactly
a billion people listening to me right about now after I write this, okay?
Yeah.
So that's awesome, because the person I'm seeing, too, says that all the time. I'm like, hello, hello. Like, what'd you say? I forgot. Like, some weird things are getting lost in translation. Like, you stopped listening 20 minutes ago. What do you mean?
Right.
Is that, like, something that women do, you know, off the topic a little bit, but is that something that we do? We just tend to rage and don't realize that we're repetitive, don't realize, like, we're, like, going at it for, like, 30 minutes about the same exact thing, but just expressing it in, like, 10 different ways, but it's all the same?
I certainly know women who do that. That's why it's nice to have an audience.
Exactly. Yeah, our audience will let us talk about the same thing. We have to keep changing it up. So,
and they want to talk about it, which is the good thing. We're finding people who are interested in the same things. And I will say
exactly
that especially when I go to Houston and visit Lee, I feel like a rock star there, because people are so excited about Girl Around Town because it started there and it's a smaller market and people really, you know, are so happy that someone's writing about their town and things going on there. And now that we've got, you know, things happening in New York and here and there doing, you know, some posts about LA and other cities, it's really exciting. But yeah, it's a conversation everyone wants to be in on. So it's really fun.
Definitely. So Mary, what inspires you as far as, you know, even outside of, you know, the writing and what you do for Girl Around Town, what inspires you on a personal level?
Well, seriously, but also jokingly, the serious answer is New York really does inspire me a lot. So, you know, as a person who had always wanted to live here, had been here a couple of years, so I knew places I already loved and places I was already over, but New York just constantly fills me with so many things every day that I can comment on. So, yes, having an outlet about that, and yes, I love to write, but the city is always going to be such an inspiration. And then jokingly, sailors inspire me as well. that was the first video I ever did for Go Around Town. I interviewed sailors in Times Square during Fleet Week, and that we've gotten a huge response about, because I think everyone likes to know what they're doing in town. So wherever sailors are, I do try to track them down a bit.
I don't blame you. Next time I have to go with you. Okay, let me be the camera girl.
Done.
I want to be the camera girl, seriously. And how about you, Lee? The same question.
Travel definitely inspires me. I have been lucky to be in a family that just absolutely, you know, cannot stay put in one place. So I've gotten to experience a lot of the world. So that is a big part of who I am, but fashion as well. I am a huge clothes horse, but I love looking different and being different and finding yourself in the clothing that you put on. And that's always just kind of been a love of mine. And I think especially when I moved back home to Houston and kind of, you know, was working in this super corporate job, more corporate than I had been in previously, fashion just became a part of, like, it became an outward, you know, picture of who I was inside. So even though I had moved back to Texas and everyone was more conservative, I was able to say, no, this is me, and these shoes are my piece of New York, and, you know, this shirt is my piece of Los Angeles, and it's inspiring to me every day, and I love seeing, you know, what other people have on and taking cues from all over the place.
Right. That's awesome, because I have no idea what to put on, Lee. So me and you need to talk a little bit further about this.
We can.
Because I have no idea what's what anymore. I used to think I had it all together, but it's untrue. It's so untrue. And I think they say the first thing of getting over something is admitting.
Well, good, yes. If you've admitted it, then we can move forward.
Yes, we could definitely move forward. I would definitely love to get your opinion on a few things, because I have a lot of events coming up and I have no idea what to wear. And I think that is also based on body contour and things of that nature too, because, you know, you want to look nice, but you don't want to look overly, I don't know how, what's a good word to put out there. Like,
yeah, well, yeah, you want to be, exactly, you want to be you, but sometimes, especially for holiday parties, you want to be you to the extreme, which is, you know, mm-hmm. kind of fun.
Definitely, so we need to talk about that. Now, also, I was saying, I was saying to Mary a little bit ago that it would be awesome if you ladies were, if you even had time to look in your schedule for the upcoming year and come on the show, like, whenever, like once a month, every 2 weeks, or whatever you guys had time to do, and kind of update everybody on what's going on in the areas that you're currently in, as far as like your experience, excuse me, live.
Absolutely.
You know, 'cause some people are not readers. Let's just put that out there. Like, you can
sure.
own a book, you can own an iPad, a Kindle, but doesn't mean that you're literally like reading it. You know, now with all the different gadgets and stuff, people can move stuff around and flip to this. And it's just because of the internet, a lot of people are on it. Then they can go to Facebook, and that's as much as they're going to read.
Right.
So having websites sometimes is awesome for those that's going to take the time to read them and pay attention to your hard work into them. But really, people are into, like, let me just hear it. Tell me what it is. Tell me now. I don't want to read this.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean, if you kind of get that?
Totally.
Oh,
and
yeah,
that,
we love talking.
Exactly. Well, I think your problem would be getting us to stop talking.
No. I would never want you guys to stop talking. And the only reason why I'm not so talkative is because I'm, you know, over here trying to keep it together. But other than that, I would be like, blah, 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 blah. So I think it would definitely be a good thing. And also, I'm working on a magazine as well. And I was saying that you guys could have a section with Girl Around Town. To just kind of put that there, so it's something that's in digital and something that's also in print.
Absolutely.
And it's your logo,
love it,
and it's your everything, and then that would be your section that you guys will be, you know, pushing out there to the universe through Off the Page magazine. So
yeah.
I don't know how you guys feel about that, but I think that would definitely be a good look.
Yes, we agree. We love that idea. And, as you know, we like to write. We like to write in print, online. We love to sit around and chat. I mean, any way you have a conversation, like, we're there. We want to be talking to as many people as possible.
Anywhere that I can open my mouth, I'm there. Okay, guys? Just putting it out there.
Pretty much it.
So where can people find you guys at? Tell them all the social networks and things, the way they can find you and like you and love you.
So our website is girlaroundtown.net. So you can find us there. Our Facebook page as well. Mary, you know that address by heart, don't you?
Yes, it's Girl At. So G-I-R-L-A-T. So Facebook.com/GirlAt. And same with Twitter. It's at GirlAt.
Easy enough.
Yep.
Easy
and
enough.
If you go on our website, you can also sign up for our weekly newsletter as well.
Yes, I'm definitely on the website right now.
You don't have to do any work. It just comes to you in your inbox, and there are pictures and links. And we try to make it as easy as possible.
And as fun as possible.
Yes, definitely, because I'm on the you guys' website right now, and I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. It's nice
Thank
and
you.
Colorful and laid out and clean, an easy read. You know, you guys better go and log on. Again, www.girlaroundtown.net. Get on it. Sign up. Okay, don't miss out. Okay, don't wait till it pass you by and then be like, Miss P, will you say I can find girls around town again? Because I'm not telling you. Okay, today is your chance to get to know these beautiful ladies, get to know them. I mean, and I'm sure there's other things that if people have questions and stuff like that, they can always address you about, right?
Absolutely. If you go to the About Us section on our page, we have our email addresses there, and you can email either one of us or you can email us both at info@girlaroundtown.net. And we love to hear your questions and comments, so please feel free to email us anytime. Or if you have a tip, then say, hey, you should really try out this new restaurant. We'd love to hear about that, too.
Also, your YouTube page, how can people take a look at that? Is it under Girl At as well?
It's a Girl Around Town blog all together.
Okay, and that's on the YouTube search engine. Yay, because I'm about to look at all of that, so I'm excited. I'm definitely excited to all. I'm serious.
We are too. We're so glad to be here.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm so like sorry that you guys are meeting me on a day where I'm just like really not good at all. And I don't know what happened, but this is what's happening right now. So you know how it is not to feel well, but still trying to push through it.
Yes. Well, thank you for being fearless.
Yeah, definitely. So that's why we're gonna have to do in the new year definitely a follow up visit with you guys because, I wasn't my enthused self today. I just don't have it in me. But I definitely want to follow up with you guys if you look at your schedule and then can, get back to me and let me know what January is looking like for you because I definitely want to do it the right way. I didn't want to,
be
weak. Right. I didn't want to be weak and be like, come on, I need to cancel the show. Switchboard stuff is happening and this is happening. Didn't want to do that, but I definitely wanted to give people the opportunity because even my mom was curious to Girl Around Town.
Well, good.
I'm serious.
Well,
I was posting it.
Your show now as well.
Yeah, my mom always listens to the show here and there, but it has to be someone that catches her eye on the link that makes her curious. So
that's
Girl
good.
Around Town was
oh,
like,
I love that.
Yeah, like Girl Around Town. I said, tune in. She doesn't get special treatment because she's my mom. She has to do what everyone else does. You have to tune in and listen and get to know the ladies better, okay? So definitely your like page, I'm going to put all of that on, my page, and I'm definitely,
great.
Once this all comes together, it's archived. So basically people that missed the show can definitely always click back in. They can Google Girl Around Town on an Intune show, and it would definitely be able to, access the interview from there as well.
And we'll definitely put the archived link on our page as well. So
no, definitely,
everyone will
definitely.
Get to
Yay, definitely. And then I'm going to send you some, you guys, the floor plan for the magazine. And if you guys are into it, then, we'll take it from there.
Awesome.
Sounds
well, we're
awesome.
Really looking forward to it.
Yay. So thank you guys so much for coming on the show and definitely giving us a little bit about yourself and what you do. is awesome, awesome, awesome. And Lee, as far as fashion, we definitely have to talk.
Absolutely, anytime. Just let me know.
Because I'm trying to step it up a little bit in the new year, okay? I want to put, like, jingle bells around my neck or something, you know? I want to be heard and not seen so much.
Yes.
But anyway, ladies.
We'll have fashion recommendations next time.
Yay, that would be awesome.
Yeah,
so do you guys
so.
Also offer, like, you know, affordable places and stuff like that? To go and venture at as far as restaurants and
yeah,
you know.
We do. You know, we definitely are both high end and low end. You know, I think I can speak for Mary and I both, and I say we both adore high end luxury items, but we can't always afford them.
Right.
So you know, our site has a little bit of both because you know there's things that we do on the site, but there's things that we love as well. So you know. There'll definitely be a Christian Louboutin shoe on there that I can't afford right now, but one day I hope to. But there'll also be a, you know, a super cute H&M dress. And there'll be, you know, a taco stand, and there'll be a really high-end restaurant. So it's a broad spectrum of, you know, it doesn't have to be expensive to be great, I think, is the key. But some expensive things are great, so.
Right, no, definitely.
And we can't help that.
No, you definitely can't. Don't ever help that, ever, you know. Don't, you have to, as long as it's like something in the middle where people can kind of feel their way around the situation,
absolutely.
Whether it's, I can adapt to this or I can adapt to that, whereas logging on to some websites where it's totally an uncomfortable feeling because nothing on there you could relate to because you can't get anything on there.
Right.
Well,
right, or you can't afford
to. Town, we're real people. We're like not just some site that, you know, wants to show you only the most expensive thing. We definitely are very real and very realistic about everything we put on there. So sometimes it's our daydream real, but sometimes it's really like what we bought last week that we think is the most amazing thing, and it's $30 from Zara. And, you know, so we definitely mix it up.
And I could appreciate that because now, you know, going into and advertising you guys for the urban community, I can definitely put that out there. Now, I heard it from the ladies themselves that, you know, you definitely can find stuff that you can relate to on their website and, you know, following them, their tweets and such of that nature. It's not like this real high-end situation where you can't find anything that you can, you know, resonate with. So that's my point of it, that I appreciate you guys for doing that. You know, because I've been on a lot of websites and it doesn't cater to me myself. I mean, maybe there's one or two things that I can buy on there, but realistically, I'm never going to keep going back and forth on your site because ultimately
right,
I know
yeah.
that I can't afford anything on there. So you already lost me a perspective.
Yeah.
So I think
totally.
It's kind of
no,
cute.
Those sites aren't
fun
after a certain while, and we totally get it.
Yeah, so that's why I'm loving you guys so much because you're right there in the middle. You're showing best of both worlds, and that's how it's going to build and build from there because you're giving, you know, a platform for both, for all people, and that's awesome. So this right now, I just wanted to kind of wait to talk to you guys because your links and everything is already added to my websites, but just,
great.
You know, getting a chance to really talk to you guys, now I know that I could push
yes.
because now I have
okay.
more of a foundation. Yeah, definitely. Now that I have more of a foundation, more that I can kind of resonate with, now I can, you know, pass it off to others like, oh, definitely check these ladies out, blah, 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 you know. So that's how it goes down with on the Intune show. Anybody that's here on the show is family automatically. So with family, you don't ever have to ask. You know that. It's like they just knock on your door. And you're
yeah.
like, oh, hey.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just like that. Right, so it's just like that with the show. So is ever any big event that you ladies are working on or doing and you want to kind of just put it out there over the air, just feel free to let me know, and then we'll just make it happen. So that way that we could broadcast it and let it know. And if ever anywhere in New York that you want to do like a live broadcast from, let me know as well.
Fun.
Because I'll come out and do that. So there's
that's
some options
awesome.
That we could play around
thank
with.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Thank
yeah, thank
you.
You.
Thank you. Thank you. Even out in Texas, because that's where you are, right, Lee?
Yes. Yeah, I'm down in Houston.
Yeah, so even if you're at an event out there, you know, we would definitely talk off air about it, but we can definitely set up something where you can do live out there, too.
Cool. Yeah, that would be so much fun.
Yeah, so there's just little things to think about and to play around with going forward projects. That's all. that I'm here for you guys no matter what. That's another little, you know, token of, hey, use the show. Do whatever you need to do. It's okay. I love it all. But once again, check out these ladies on www.girlaroundtown.net and find them on, go ahead, Mary, you want to give out the social networks again?
Facebook.com/girlat and Twitter is @girlat and YouTube is Girl Around Town Blog.
Yay! Thank you, ladies, so much for taking the time to come on the show, and feel free at any time, please, to come back.
Great. Well, thank you so much for having us. This has been wonderful.
Oh, you're wonderful. And thank you for dealing with the sniffles and everything. Love you, ladies, so much.
Feel better.
Thank you so much. You ladies have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yay, so that was Girl Around Town, Lee and Mary. Beautiful, beautiful women, definitely doing the thing that we all need to be out here doing, just writing, building, networking, you know. It's wonderful, and it makes me excited, nevertheless, and I always say this, so anyone who listens to the show knows that it makes me extremely proud to be a woman, because when you have powerful, strong women like them out here doing a thing, it makes nothing unstoppable for myself. So I'll definitely look up to them as, you know, people to get, you know, when I'm feeling down, and definitely people that I can relate to, and definitely people that I would, you know, encourage me when I'm feeling the way I feel. So keep up the good works, ladies, and keep us in tune with all that you have to do. Until next time, you had been tuned in with Miss P on the Intune Show. Thanks for dealing with my sickness, babies. Until Friday. Talk to you guys later. Mwah.